Hello everyone. I heard Audioboo was giving us free account users 10 minutes of recording time. So I am going to try if this is working for my account. I think it is. So my opinion to this discussion on Audioboo is it is just great. I'm really thankful for these extra minutes, and I think I can really need them and use them. This week I started mobility lessons, and they were really successful for me. I'm practicing the route from our door to the bus stop. And you have to cross a four lane street, and then a smaller street, and then you are there. So the way is not long, but kind of complicated, at least for me at the moment, because I'm still practicing this street crossing thing with listening to the traffic and knowing when you have to go and stuff. But it was really fun, and I have a great teacher. And we also discovered a bit of the new area here, which is really not only just nice and quiet and green, but also really good mobility-wise, because there are a lot of bushes that are planted instead of fences around the houses and besides the sidewalks, and they are really good for orientation. And for example, when I reach the bush here, I just could count the entrances, and the third one is ours. So even if I got lost a little bit here in our street, which is very, very long, I think I would find my way back home to our house always because of this bush. And in the evening I was really, really exhausted, but also I had a successful feeling. And yeah, next week we are going on, and I don't know, I think I will learn then to take the bus from here to the train station and learn how to cross the street there, and then how the train station is structured, because like I said, I have to prepare for the guide dog exam already without the dog. After these first mobility lessons, I really think I can make this by the middle of May, because it is tricky and it is exhausting, but it is not as difficult as I thought it would be. Then today Sötje was here with Hera. Hera is the bulldog girl, and it was really nice to have them here. Sötje helped us with some things, like hanging our curtains and stuff. And tomorrow a friend, Hannes, is coming over probably. And then on Sunday, Philipp's mother and Philipp's sister, Christina, are going to visit. I'm not looking so forward to this, because as you might know, we always had some difficulties regarding personal, how to say, how to explain this. Philip's mother has trouble accepting that we are adults and that we have our own life and our own decisions, that we make our own decisions. And this is how she behaves in our apartment too. And I have problems with this because I think I am living here and she is coming to visit and not to come here and take everything and behave as if she would live here too now and stuff. But well, maybe it can be a nice afternoon because I know they aren't staying for so long. They will just come over to have a coffee, and I think they will bring along cake or something. And yeah, maybe it really can be quite nice. And then Monday and Tuesday I have mobility training again. So there are busy times right now, but it's definitely a good business. And also I am of course very, very excited because I'm thinking of Taylor all the time, and especially when I'm lying in bed before I fall asleep, I'm fantasizing of him, of getting him, of getting to know him, starting to work with him, and then later to live with him and to have a dog and being much more independent. But not only this, but also just having a dog and living together with the dog. And yeah, this is really, really, really good. Yeah, well, and now I am going to enjoy a bowl of fruit muesli with banana and just enjoy the rest of the day together with Philip, who is playing piano in the background. Maybe I can record this for you before I close this audiobook.